On this episode of Hackerspace Digest, Mog teaches everyone the word ephemeral. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. We find out that 3D printers can write out the United States Constitution and print chocolate bunny molds. Also, Mid-South makers one-up us on their planned make-in. All this and more on episode 23 of Hackerspace Digest.
This is Hackerspace Digest, episode number 23 for March 1st, 2012. Hackerspace Digest is a fortnightly podcast recorded by members of Makers Local 256 in Huntsville, Alabama. Check out our makerslocal.org for more information about us. Totally stumbled up. I'm Matt, also known as Brimstone Online. To the left of me is...
I'm Tim, also known as Crash Card Online.
And I'm Nathan. I go by Jim Shoe Online. And Mog... is
Dead
goes
air.
By Mog Online, but he is helping somebody right now.
Hi, I'm Mog.
Hey, Mog.
I'm helpful.
Hey, Mog.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So what have we got this time?
What has Makers Local been doing?
Nothing.
We've been doing a lot of stuff again. We had a hackathon on
February
25th. How was that, Mog?
Fantastic! We worked on so many different things. It was a lot of fun. We're doing another one next month. To be determined.
What are the highlights?
The highlights, I would have to remember that night. The highlight for me was pizza.
You could go to the blog.
So much pizza.
Aside from pizza, I remember lots of things.
I worked on RSS feed aggregation.
You did. And that's pretty cool.
We I set installed up some, Linux like four times.
Linux boxes and put LEDs into a headset.
I soldered everything.
Tim soldered a lot. Some of it worked.
Some of it did work.
We rebuilt a reflow oven.
Yep.
That was cool.
Did you get the firmware back on that or redone?
The oven? Yeah. I got the old firmware flashback. I don't know if there was something just retarded about what was sitting there for so long, but like it came up and the Arduino running it didn't really know what it was doing and took like forever to boot. So whatever had happened, like it sat for 2 years. Right, almost exactly 2 years. But I reflashed the old code on it, and everything just worked again like it was expected to. So I don't know if Arduinos lose their minds when left in isolation for 2 years.
Lonely.
They were bits were sticky.
Right.
Wouldn't come loose, move around.
Yeah.
So somebody built a sword out of wood for Dragon Con?
Yes.
They worked on it, yeah.
Ramgar. I can't remember his real name.
Josh.
One of them.
Josh.
He had a master sword that he brought to Dragon Con before, but it was made out of metal, and so they were very scared by it and would not let him bring it around without having it clamped to his belt.
Yeah, I felt it too. It's reasonably heavy.
Right, it's a club.
Yeah.
You could definitely hurt somebody, and so he's rebuilding it out of wood.
But so they're going to be okay with that.
Yes, they are okay with wooden swords.
Well, it's light. Yeah, lighter, anyway.
Apparently we're being invaded. There's a helicopter up there.
That's all right. Podcast land probably doesn't even hear it.
Yep.
So yeah, we had the hackathon. I think it's worth saying that we sent a cupcake. I know we've said we were going to send a cupcake, and then we sent one. Is that how that timing worked out? Now I don't remember.
Well, that was actually... So, there's the Global Synchronized Hackathon, right?
Which and that was the third weekend of the month.
Right. And then we kind of had our own little hackathon thing.
Yeah.
The end of the month.
Order. Yeah.
Well, I think it was just because somebody, Mog, was like, hey, let's have a hackathon this day. Everyone come to the shop, work on your stuff.
Right.
And
it was more informal.
But yes, I believe
But
that
after the Global Synchronized Hackathon,
right.
We sent a cupcake because that was the spirit of the thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I believe this year, in fact, I know this year, the cupcake made it to Alpha One Labs.
Woo! Alpha One Labs in New York.
Correct.
There's a link in the show notes of their unboxing of our cupcake, which I don't know if anybody watched, but...
I did, actually.
The cupcake was not in its container, but miraculously...
Survived
totally
anyway.
Fine.
Yeah.
It was edible.
Awesome.
Might do that next time. Just put it in an envelope. Send it. No.
Received a 10 for food quality.
Yes, it did.
Nice.
So thank you.
cheapened us by 9.5.
Oh. Right, right.
And they realized they couldn't do points, so they gave us a 10.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
So thank you to Allie for the cupcake.
And wasn't there a laser cut
cupcake?
Topping or something? What
it
did they do?
It didn't work as well as we wanted.
Oh, okay.
And that didn't end up on the final product. We were laser cutting, they were, the members working on it were laser cutting a fruit roll-up to go on top of it. One version kind of tore as it was trying to be pulled out of the fruit roll-up. there's probably a generic term for fruit roll-up, too, but...
rolled fruit?
Up?
Rolled
fruit.
But,
and the second one wasn't even cut through. Like, you couldn't pretend to remove it.
Not enough.
So, unfortunately, that didn't make it to the final version.
That sucks.
But, yeah, it went, and that was fun, and that's good. Unfortunately, we did not receive a cupcake.
Who was sending us a cupcake?
That was Buffalo Labs.
Yep. In Buffalo?
Buffalo,
New York?
New York.
No. Really?
In Australia.
Oh.
I know. Like,
I didn't realize
York
that. Okay. Well, that kind of works better than I thought. I realized, looking at the distances, that it was a similar distance. The cupcake was traveling. Okay. Although Buffalo's quite a long way away from New York City.
But we're so much further.
Yes. Correct.
And distance was one of the point values.
Correct.
So
hooray.
So what happened there? Why didn't
we
get
we're
one?
Not sure.
Okay.
We didn't seem to receive a notice from UPS, but they say no one was here to pick it up, and then...
Well, of course not. It's a hackerspace.
I know, right?
Who's here
this
in the
is
middle
an
of
issue.
The day?
They left a note, or we got the tracking number or something.
Right.
We could have. There's a couple of us that work from home, so they could have stopped by and just camped out one day. Mog.
What are you insinuating?
I'm insinuating you work at home.
I do.
Okay.
Which is cool. I wish I could work at home. Pants are optional when you work at home.
Pants are optional?
Yeah.
I've been doing this wrong the whole time.
In fact, getting out of bed is optional.
I think you're lying.
You haven't used your laptop in bed.
So what else has been going on?
Right.
Meanwhile,
so
back
the
at the point.
Safety orange rocket launch video.
Oh
what's
yeah,
that
yeah.
About
that's Dimitri's rocket, isn't it?
It
safety
is.
Safety orange.
Yes. Dimitri's Dimitrian friend. I'm gonna feel bad later. Jonathan, thank you. They were working on on a rocket.
Jonathan.
Oh, what was the motor propellant? I seem to recall that being special in one
Dimitri,
of the versions.
What was
hey,
the
Dimitri.
Motor propellant for your rocket that fired?
The propellant is made of...
Give him the mic.
Hey, Dimitri.
Is made out of ammonium perchlorate for the oxidizer and aluminum powder for the fuel.
Dimitri.
It's a standard mix that has that's commercially available. You can buy it as long as you're properly licensed and... For more information on that, you can go to tripoli.org or nar.org.
Excellent. N-A-R. Okay. Is there anything else while we've got you, actually, that you'd like to say about that rocket launch and the video that was made of it?
I think Kix did a tremendous job putting that video together, and she just good job to her.
And
I'm really happy with it. We're launching cool. again in 2 days. We're testing new our code with the flight computer. So once we have that up and running, we'll post that to the wiki. It's being troubleshooted right now, actually.
Excellent.
We're having lots of trouble with it, but I think it'll be in a good state by the time we get there. The new functionality that we're adding is being able to transmit the data live, so adding the telemetry piece, down from the rocket to a ground station.
Excellent.
And you're using an Arduino, right?
That's right. So I'm using the Arduino as the main microcontroller with... or an SCP-1000 pressure sensor to measure the altitude of the rocket, and the Zigbee module with a wireless SD shield to both transmit and receive the data.
Cool.
I have a question.
Go for it.
When watching the video, I noticed that the rocket went up. I don't know how far up it went, which is actually part of my question. How far up does the rocket go?
In this case, it went about 3,000 feet.
3,000 feet. That's
and
cool.
I think we meant to have that data on the wiki. I don't remember
maybe
if it actually
is.
Made it out there.
I don't know. But it looked like it came down in pretty much the same spot that it went up.
That's
that
right.
That surprised the hell out of me.
That's just skill, right?
We, too. Everybody, really. I think we won the award that day, award in air quotes, for being the closest to the pad while returning. We're about 50 to 100 feet from the launch pad while going up 3,000 feet in heavy gusting winds.
Okay, so that wasn't planned.
Wow. That wasn't planned. It was just pure luck.
Because that was crazy. Like, the video camera's, like, coming down, and all of a sudden, there it is. And it's, like, right over there. You walk to it. I was not expecting that.
That's
yeah, yeah.
So we're real happy, and that doesn't happen often.
Cool.
Gotcha.
Thanks.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I can turn that mic down.
So, Nathan.
Hello.
Oh, yes, Fred. That's me.
What's in your bag?
Hey, that's an excellent segue. And I've ruined it.
Lots of things in my bag. It's all right. We ruin segues all the time. We're a hacker space.
One of the things.
Tear them apart.
Proprietary hardware.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think I was sitting at the shop one night talking blah, 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 and I had the idea. I didn't have the idea. Somebody else had the idea long before me, but I was like, hey, let's put together a little event for people to show off the things that they carry with them on a daily basis. Yeah, kind of like a show and tell, but more like what's in your pockets, what's in your bag, what do you carry with you as a geek on a normal daily basis, which a lot of people carry medicine.
Yeah, I know, right? Usually headache medicine of some kind, a lot of us.
Right. A couple people carry guns and knives.
Right, right.
And
weapons.
Most people carry computers.
Right, of course.
Everybody has a power cable.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
A lot of
there was a compass. Somebody had a compass, which I thought, well, that's a good idea to have.
Right, right. And that was kind of the point, I think, was to get a look at, like, not just what other people are carrying, but why. So, like you see something like, oh, they carry that. That's a good idea. I might start carrying that myself. You know?
Nathan, you left out the best part.
Which is?
That we had a time traveler.
Oh,
I forgot
about the time
well.
Traveler. He brought his
work toolkit from IBM. He worked there. Gosh, must have been 60s or 70s. My family will ride me for this later, I'm sure. But
you know, I didn't notice the big red book. Did he not have? Oh, never mind.
Wait, NSA Trusted Networks.
I thought there was an IBM
otherwise
book.
Known as the ugly red book that won't fit on a shelf.
Yes, but isn't there another book that's like the IBM something? Or I just
the blue book,
the pink shirt
it?
Book, A Guide to IBM PCs.
Yes,
written by Peter Norton.
Yes,
that's a little bit past his time.
Yeah, it is actually. That's like 386 hardware. Yeah.
Okay,
we're talking like
that's why
he
didn't have it.
I thought there was a hacker's reference in here. I was going for
I'm
it.
I'm glad you pulled one out. I think it worked.
I'm proud of you.
I'm now two over my limit today, so thanks.
He has a limit of one hacker's reference a day.
I spent it at lunch.
Nathan Eggman.
But yeah, so I think it went fairly well. I don't remember how many people showed off their bags.
Ten people showed up and showed off their bags.
Was it ten?
Ten.
In what base?
I think that's Mog 10.
Yes. But there's a video if you care to watch.
There
it
is a video.
Hour-long video.
It is an hour-long video of people unpacking their bags.
Event.
There's a couple of features in the video I was quite happy with. So,
I really
that take a long time to watch. But
I really liked the fact that we had to change tapes in the middle of filming.
Twice.
Yeah.
This
ran
was changing SD cards.
Yeah,
right.
Ran out of SD cards. I'm like, oh, crap, we're out of tape. So we gotta
roll
change
out.
Tape.
Yep. Change the SD card.
But that was really fun. I'm glad we did that. Maybe we can do that again next year or something.
I think the fact that it's an hour long video just attests to the fact that we were actually participating and showing off, and plenty of people had something to say. So, so yeah, we've been publishing videos and hackathonings at the shop.
Been blogging. People have found their blog. They have an account. They're like, type.
It turns out you only have to whip them slightly.
Okay.
To make that happen.
A little
cool.
bit of physical violence.
Okay. Do we want to move on to the stories?
Sure.
Or does anybody else have anything?
Right, let's bump into the stories.
Okay, go. Yeah, I love that music. It's like
that's fun.
It's like a dance song in my head all the time. I don't know.
Listeners are also free to dance at their desks or their car or wherever. Just be safe.
Right.
Pull over, do a jig, get back in the car, and then drive.
We'll give you more warning for the next one.
All right.
So I'm going to start off with the first story here. And I got my ham license, or my amateur radio license. since they dropped the code requirements, so you don't actually have to learn Morse code for it.
Right.
So that made it more appealing, and then I finally got off my duff and did it.
Do you have to learn any Morse code, like SOS or...
No.
For the sake of the license, you don't have to.
There's not a Morse code question on the test.
Nope.
Nope.
Well, like, you may have to know that, like, CW is the Morse code signaling. Like, that's... When they say CW, that's what they're referring
okay.
to. But
apparently I fail.
Fun little quick history fact is that amateur radio started off with only Morse code because voice communication wasn't feasible initially.
Takes and up too much bandwidth.
Yeah, and then voice communication got more feasible, and then they finally dropped the Morse code learning requirement.
Right.
But anyway, I would like to learn Morse code now because I think it's neat, and it's one of those things that could be useful, you know, but it's just... more cool for me.
Yeah.
And I found that NYC Resistor took an iambic paddle, which is the keyer, basically, the thing that you hit the paddle on one side and it makes a dit, and you hit the paddle on the other side and it makes a dash.
Oh, is that what that is? The little double paddle? Yeah.
Yep. And if you hold down one at a preset rate, it'll repeat it. If you hold down both at that preset rate, it'll alternate back and forth between them. So, like some of the words, you can then just hold it for a little bit longer instead. You don't have to double hit it or anything.
Huh.
And then, so they took an iambic paddle, and which isn't, well, like if you had a radio or something, you could use it, but we're not on the radio all the time. We're on the internet all the time.
Right.
So he connected it into a Teensy, had the Teensy PWM out through a speaker, so that way you could actually hear it and you got audio feedback while you're doing it. And the Teensy emulated a USB keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And typed it in to whatever you're connected to, and everything supports a USB keyboard now. So now he has an iambic paddle USB keyboard.
That's excellent.
So you can just sit there and key out, and it types on the screen.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That's kind of slick. That. Huh.
Has a little acrylic box that it all goes in, that they cut on their laser cutter. I thought that was cool. Thoughts?
I don't know half the words you just said.
Meh.
There's a link in the show notes.
Dumbstruck.
There's a lot of pictures because NYC Resistor is good about pictures.
Yep.
I'm going to go to it right now.
And
I'll say
that's
at
pretty.
Least he's not using Dvorak. I mean, I'll give him credit for that. But
he is using Ubuntu.
That doesn't matter to me.
But he can plug it into a Mac if he needs to. It'll work.
Okay, so wait. Excellent. What is the first? Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Also, at NYC Resistor, they built a PVC dome.
A dome out of PVC?
Yep. This giant, like, geodesic dome.
I
don't know
I
why
see.
They did it. I was looking for the reason why would they build such a dome, because this thing is huge.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have room for that?
If they move the furniture.
Okay.
They have
right.
But, yeah, they built this dome out of just that. PVC. They heated it in their kiln.
Yep, yep.
And then stamp the ends, drill a hole through it for the bolt.
That's why we need a kiln.
We can build a dome.
That'd be cool. Let's get one.
Then you just need like plates or something to go over it. Lots of pictures there.
And then we could have a dome.
That's pretty slick. I know there's some danger in burning PVC. I assume they're just kind of getting it soft.
Yeah, they're just heating it to soften it up so they can stamp it.
Yeah.
Flatten the end.
That's actually pretty slick looking as well.
I like the one picture with the fisheye lens.
There's one picture with a fisheye. Oh, yeah, yeah, look at that.
Oh, there's two pictures.
Straight up.
Sorry.
Ooh. It's like one of those 360 cameras, maybe?
Fancy.
Just not interpolated. All right. Yeah, geodesic dome. That looks like some people could get annoyed pretty quick with it taking up space, but who cares? It's a geodesic dome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Next up.
Next is Tog has joined the Space API.
They're closed.
So that's
your
cool.
Notes
yeah,
are wrong.
They're closed. They're like 6-7 hours ahead of us.
So your notes say that Tog is open.
And it's a question,
I'm
not held liable.
I'm going to change
right.
it.
This
is a wiki. I'm changing it.
Popular news outlet.
Are you
going
to change
anyway,
it
closed.
Every time they change?
Saved.
To script it, have it
you,
update
you
on our wiki
the
when they're open
there,
and closed.
So it would change every time.
There you go.
Fix oh, there you
one.
Go.
Tog is closed now, just so you guys know.
Actually, I wonder if I could do a media wiki plugin that pulls from it. Anyway.
Wow.
So they're publishing Space API now, so that's cool.
Quick
the
reminder what Space
it,
API is?
Say what?
Quick reminder what Space API is. I know we've covered it once. But
yeah, we covered it a couple of times. Space API is a product out of RevSpace in the Netherlands, where they've pseudo-standardized on a JSON-based API for publishing information about your hackerspace.
Right.
And or just your
tell
space
people that you're closed or open, where it is.
Exactly.
What's
closed,
there?
Open your latitude, longitude, mailing address, a phone number if you have to call a guy to get let in.
Yep.
A link to a camera, etc. There's a couple of different
good
fields.
Stuff.
And actually, the Space API just updated to version .12 and added a temperature field, which we're making use of.
Right.
And a couple others.
Okay.
Find a link and view it if you're interested.
Tog has joined the army of Space APIs.
Yep. So the way that they're doing it is that they've got this contraption.
That certainly is a contraption.
Yeah.
From looking
nice,
at it.
Like knife toggle switch for like open. It's the big switch for it's open or it's closed. And they're reading this switch with a Biffer board, which is a fun
it's a Biffer
product.
Board?
I'd never heard of the Biffer board, but it's a 150 megahertz, 486 based, like almost system on a chip. Little board USB host and Ethernet and a couple of GPIO.
So wait, it's not an Arduino?
It's not an Arduino. It's
guess
x86
they didn't
want
to go to Hackaday.
Why would they do that?
It's 35 pounds, which is fairly cheap, but it's like $60 our price or whatever.
Right.
That's awesome!
Yeah,
the
big switch.
That switch is giant. It's like...
you know what they really should have done too? Is gone ahead and have the signal line through it be like some crazy high voltage so it actually like arcs as you put it in. Like, you know.
Well, and it needs to like click big time too, like almost spring loaded.
Well, I'm sure it does. Yeah, I mean, that is like mad science switch.
So they've got a video about how their stuff
beautiful.
Works, which does a much better description than I did.
Right.
But then, so now you know when their thing says that they're open, somebody flipped the big switch.
Yep. If you're over in Dublin, give Tog a hello.
Yep.
Okay.
I wonder if I could get him on trademark. I mean, Tog is very similar to Mog.
Ooh.
And Pog. And I'm sure
and
that's
log.
Trademark.
And Fog.
Fog does
and log.
Predate Mog.
And Dog.
Dog.
And Bog.
And Smog.
Smog.
Grog.
Okay.
I think I'm going to have a lot of lawsuits ahead of me.
Also, I added the link to the Spaces Directory Android app, which Matt wrote.
Yeah.
I dropped that on the wiki, so if anybody wants to see that, that should Tog should be on that now, right?
Yep.
Should, like, auto-update and...
Yeah,
because
the app pulls from the main directory that RevSpace runs, and it's got a cached version to fall back on. But
do we have a copy of that? You said that they run it, so what happens if they're offline?
There's a cached copy of the directory in the app itself.
Okay.
So, and I haven't updated the app yet for .12. So if a space is saying that they're .12 compliant, the app will just ignore them because it doesn't know what changed yet. But I was working on that last night, getting that updated, and hopefully I can get that released this weekend.
Oh, so Tog would not be on there because they're at 12.
If they're at 12, I haven't
looked. Oh, we don't know. Okay.
We're at 12, and we're not on there, which is...
Oh, they are. Tog is on there.
Good.
Yep, they're on there.
So they were 11 compliant. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, no, we're not, because we're 12 compliant now, and I bumped the API, and I haven't fixed the app yet. That's totally my fault.
Cool.
Course,
so the next thing on the list here is Hive 76. I don't really know what's going on here. This is the blog post. It says, "We the People" is the title. It says, "High resolution 2D pin plotting with a riprap. Happy leap year." Apparently they're using a riprap and they're writing out the constitution with a riprap?
They're using a riprap like a CNC.
Right. And that's and neat. Putting a pin in the tip, and it looks really fine. Yeah.
That's neat. Is there a video there or just the
image? There's just the image, but you can it's a really high-res image, and it looks really nice.
It does.
So that's kind of neat. I just ran across that. Thought it was cool.
I wonder whose handwriting that is, because it's really good handwriting.
Thomas Jefferson. Benjamin Franklin, maybe?
It's a font.
It's a font. It's not the real thing.
Okay. I wonder if it's a
Or it might not be a font. It might be somebody's handwriting, but it's not the original.
Maybe somebody took the font from the Constitution or, like, made a
the
font
same font
out
that
of
they used?
I could tell you.
It's the same font that they used.
I don't think it works that way.
Tim, you broke me.
Sorry.
My parser crashed.
Okay.
That's Easter. We're still way in Lent. Somebody jumped the gun. Got tired of fasting.
Right. So up in Milwaukee, they made a blog post about Easter at a makerspace. Yeah. At a makerspace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks like maybe they had an egg bot doing some eggs.
They did stuff with eggs, Nathan.
I see that. You know what they should have done? Have you heard about this? You take an egg, right?
Okay.
You dip it in chocolate.
Do you do anything to this egg beforehand?
I mean, you can. Like, you could hard-boil it if you want.
Okay.
But, you don't have to.
You don't have to. Okay.
So
eggs dipped in chocolate.
You dip it in chocolate, and then you take it out. You let it dry, right?
Okay.
And then you wrap it in aluminum foil.
Highly esoteric.
What kind of foil?
Aluminum foil.
Aluminium?
Yes,
so
aluminium
Matt, how are
foil.
You?
Not tin foil?
No.
From tin?
They don't make tin foil from tin.
They don't make tin foil anymore.
I think they do.
No. That died in the 50s.
You can't get tin foil?
I think you can, but it costs money. It's expensive.
We're being ushered out, Mog. We're being ushered out. Anyways.
Drop the mic.
Anyway, back at the point. So Easter at the Makerspace.
They found a Thingiverse thing
that
is a mold for a chocolate bunny.
Oh, but they used white chocolate. That's not real chocolate.
Wait, is that though?
But you can rip wrap print
a mold
isn't that
for candy.
For candy, yes.
And we can fill it with jelly beans.
Yeah, isn't that white bunny the positive? Isn't that what they printed on the MakerBot?
No, they printed the pink. The negative.
No. What?
Right. They printed the pink. They put it together.
Yeah, you can see.
And then they poured
the
chocolate in. In the bottom.
Holy crap, you're right.
Isn't
they
awesome?
They made a mold.
That's interesting. That's it. Now, in mold terms, that's really kind of interesting. So many
there's
centuries.
A mic. You can talk on the mic.
Yeah, it's just a smooth.
You know,
I do molding. They smooth on makes food safe rubbers. If you can shape it, you can mold it, and you can chocolates. Some people have done ice sculptures with the stuff. I mean, it's pretty common.
What I'm finding interesting here, what's blowing my mind, is the change here. Where in most mold making, you make a positive, you make the model of what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and then you cover it with whatever your rubber is to make the mold, right?
Right.
This, they didn't do that first step. They just printed the negative, the mold.
Right, and if you
out
have,
of plastic.
And if you have the capability to do that, that's what a lot of people will do.
Okay, I didn't know anyone was doing this previously. This is kind of interesting to me.
No, I mean, if you get really fancy, you know, if you have capabilities like 3D printing... Mm-hmm. And
the positive is now virtual,
you do make a hard mold.
Right.
And if you have a three, you know, when you're trying to sculpt something by hand, like what I do with most of my stuff, you know, it's very difficult to think inside out to try and make a negative to get
absolutely,
your positive.
Absolutely.
So if you have computers and CNC machines to do that stuff, it's...
I'm surprised that you seem nonplussed about this, but you probably know more than I do. Unexcited. I look at this and it blows my mind for the implications, and you're right. They've probably been doing this professionally for decades. Yeah. That's excellent, though. Thank you for your point of view. I'm glad. Yeah.
Thanks, Wayne.
I'm just excited because I am an amateur. All right,
cool.
Okay.
I thought it was cool, Tim. That's why I put it on there.
No,
it's
good.
I think you only did it so you could talk about eggs. But that's okay, because we're moving on. We're not going back to that.
I knew you love eggs.
Right.
We need another bump.
Right. So if
need
you're
bump
driving,
into random wiki
go
finds.
Ahead and pull over.
All right.
We're about to dance.
Dance.
That was awesome.
Okay.
So random wiki finds. Guess who I found?
Who'd you find?
Us.
Where?
Whoa. Wait.
Here?
No.
We have a wiki?
We have a wiki page on the Mid-South Makers wiki.
What?
Oh!
I don't know why, really. It just, it has some of our information, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
They, I guess they know where it is, so they can go to their wiki and be like, Maker's Local, enter.
They need to keep tabs on us, I guess.
Do they have other hackerspaces too?
I don't know.
Or just us?
They recently
it's
changed
not a category?
This page, and that's why I found it on their recent changes.
I hear that they have three others.
I have so many
three
questions.
Total.
I don't know. I thought it was cool. I was going through the random week. I was going through the RSS feeds of recent changes, and we popped up.
We hang out with them some. So
we do.
I guess that makes sense.
I don't know if we want to jump over to an event really quick.
Jump? Whoa.
I'm going to jump into the event and come back.
Whoa, you're crossing sections here.
But also at Mid-South Makers, they are doing the first X, I guess the first annual Make-In. So I guess they're having
like a hackathon?
A hackathon type thing. From noon on Saturday, March 17th, till noon on Sunday, March 18th.
That's rough.
So 24
That's
hours.
Excellent.
I guess if you
right,
sleep
so
in on
more
Saturday.
Like a lock-in.
Okay.
But
yeah, kind of like a lock-in.
I think we discussed this a while ago.
I think I just got called out. I think we need to have an all-weekend hackathon.
Ooh.
Serious that, business.
I mean,
we have a shower. We can do this.
We do have
we
a
have
shower.
We have a hose and a shower.
And Domino's delivers.
Domino's
delivers. We got an inn at Domino's even.
Right. Does Tenders deliver?
Give them
you
enough
give
money.
Enough money.
Yeah.
They call it catering, but
can we get
they do
Domino's
it.
Domino's to pick up from Tenders and bring it here.
We probably could.
Actually,
with our
I think
with
we
inn.
Could. Yes.
Yeah.
Not normal people, but we could.
Anyways, okay, let's jump back over to the Wiki Finds section. And I also found on Pumping Station One's website, starting a business in Illinois. There's just a bunch of links here on how to incorporate if you're in Illinois.
That's handy to know.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. So it's just another reason, I guess, to look at other hacker spaces in your area to see what they're doing. And maybe they've already done some of the stuff that you're going
to
need to do.
Especially
that's
researching
an
state
way to put
codes
it.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because those can be tricky to find sometimes.
Well, it's like we went to Nashville and got the 2600 organization in Nashville to look at our
501c3 application.
Right. Yeah. So,
but all their rules were for Tennessee. So they could help us with the federal part.
Right.
And say, this is how it works in Tennessee. Look and see how it works in Alabama. Because they knew where all the rules were for Tennessee and knew that they were kind of in the same place for Alabama. So, well, that's cool.
Yeah. So, that's all I really found. I didn't spend a whole lot of time on it. Sorry.
No. That's actually, I'm thinking you just gave us two random wiki finds. You're supposed to, squirrel those away for the times we don't find wiki finds.
Like now.
But it says finds. It's plural.
Right.
So, I had to find at least two.
But you did infinitely more
higher.
Than did you last time.
Yeah.
Did we not have any last time?
No.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so bad about that.
You should double up for next time.
Well, you ready to dance?
I like dancing.
It's fun.
Dancing into events.
Dancing at events. At the Star Trek meetup at Hive 76, I don't think they have dancing, but they do watch Star Trek.
But
yay!
I feel like there should be dancing.
There
I don't
might
know
be.
Why.
Star
they
Trek
could,
dancing?
They could watch the one episode where they're all drunk. They pretend like they're drunk.
I haven't gotten there yet.
It's no, like
spoilers.
Episode 3.
Wait. Yeah, this is like... Yeah. Yeah, you've watched that.
Maybe.
It's like episode 3.
But how do you know all
of
our viewers
have it's episode 3
happens.
Of TNG.
Come on.
Wesley and everybody else.
That's right. I remember
really
that
drunk.
Because Wesley runs the ship.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
By the way.
We won't tell you
there.
How they get the ship back.
No.
Doesn't Data like...
Yes, he's very fast because he's an android.
They have
what
the
does Data
episode
do?
Title, but they didn't say which one that is. And then they're playing that Star Trek computer-aided live-action role-playing game.
Hey, we talked about that. We talked about that, didn't we?
Which
we
looks
did.
Like a really neat game. I'm just sad that it doesn't run on Linux.
Ooh, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. But looks neat. So they're doing that again.
So much Star Trek. That's
that'll
awesome.
Be fun. We should do something like that. But not Star Trek, obviously, because they already cornered
we
that market.
It. We did
That's March 3rd. That's this
March
Saturday.
3rd, this Saturday.
I hope
at
to get
Hive 76.
At Hive 76, which is in Philadelphia. I hope to get this podcast out tomorrow. So Friday would be the today. So now we're talking of the future. So tomorrow, go to Philadelphia.
Excellent.
Okay.
If you followed that.
Tim, got the van? Is it juiced up? Let's do this.
Not this weekend. Oh, sorry.
So next up we have a home automation talks.
I don't remember where 901 is. Or 091.
Uh-oh.
No.
I need like a template or something that I can just mention 0911.
They're in.
And then it tells me where they are.
Galloway? Galloway?
Are they also in Ireland?
I don't know. I see pub. I'm going to go with Ireland.
Cork.
Obviously. Because nobody else in England drinks in the Europe area.
Yeah, does. Yeah.
But anyway, March 6th, which is Monday? No, Tuesday. Right, Tuesday U.S. time. They have a home automation talk. So, talking about interfacing Linux with X10 and some of the other neat things.
You
custom
do
writing, heat control with text messaging and stuff.
You do a little bit of that at home, don't you?
I do. I think that's neat. I've got my router at home actually has a Bluetooth adapter in it and a serial port. So it tries to ping my phone over Bluetooth. And when it sees it, it turns on the lights, which is really fun. I'm running it on a low-power ARM-based Seagate DockStar. So sometimes it's a little laggy, but that's fun
okay.
because I can walk in the front door and scream, Aziz, light, and then the lights turn on.
Oh, man, that's excellent. I was just going to ask, like, now this sounds really slick in my head, and I wonder if it's everything I would dream it would be if I were to set this up. And that's a good point, though. Maybe a little lag, but you get
yeah.
to play with it. That's
stub
fine.
Your toe.
It's
oh,
totally worth it.
I mean, there's already... I have a... my fun... not home automation. It's not automated at all, but I have all of the lights in my room on one of those remotes.
Yeah.
Like just a little push-button remote. So I can walk around yeah. and click the lights on and off. And
you walk around
hit
your room,
the party
lights
button,
turn on and off.
You know.
That's cool.
Black lights come up, music starts playing.
If only there was like a cell phone app that you could talk to like something that would do that for you.
Oh my gosh, if only.
Like Bluetooth or something, right?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, I spent
digging at
$10 on my solution.
I just need a clapper. That's what I need.
Clappers are awesome. Especially being able to turn the lights off from across the apartment.
Yeah.
Turn the Bluetooth off on my phone, then clap twice, and go to bed. Then the lights turn off. I'm done. I don't have to remember to turn lights on and off and everything, except
right.
for the bathroom. I don't have a light in the bathroom.
You have to remember to turn
well, I have
off your Bluetooth.
Bathroom. It's not automated.
And clap.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't have to get up.
Okay.
It's all right there.
Okay.
Perfect.
And that's what it comes down to. I don't want to have to get up, turn the lights off, come back.
Well, you
exactly.
are you're skinny, so I understand.
That's exactly how I use my remote.
And it gets cold. Sometimes
I just lay in bed,
get up.
Shut the light off.
Yep,
I didn't have to get up. It's always near me.
Lights off.
Okay. So it's Crashbase doing
okay.
soon.
This one. Wow. Look at the pictures. This is crazy. I don't know how to pronounce this though.
Yeah, the name is already crazy.
Ephemerizile.
What are they doing?
I guess.
Wow.
Oh.
There's
ephemeral.
Ephemeral aisle.
Ephemeral?
Yes, ephemeral.
Ephemeral.
A mix of ephemeral
awesome.
And an aisle, an island.
So March 7th, which is next Wednesday, they're planning on this ephemeral event, planning their, I guess, section or their
yeah.
participation. And it's this temporary zone of boats, platforms, and floating art. It lasts for 4 days.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know when the
I'm
event's
supposed to know what
place.
The name of this is. In the book Snow Crash.
Yeah, it reminded me of that.
It has a name, and now I forget what it is, and Raymond's going to be mad at me later, but oh well.
Where are these people? Because I want to go.
Crashbase is based out of L.A., and I would think it'd be close to there.
The ocean, Nathan?
The raft. Oh my gosh, it's the raft in Snow Crash.
But like they do interesting talks. There's some pickup collaboration. Then there's all kinds of interesting mix of people, as you can imagine.
Very cool.
So that looks like a crazy fun event, but it looks like a fair amount of planning to go into it.
I like how they have porta potties on some of these boats.
Oh, exactly.
Floating islands.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's like crawl over the 2x4, go under the tunnel, and the bathroom is on your left.
Yep. Or
wow.
Wherever.
It was hard to get over at first, but the more I think about it, the more I love this name, Ephemeral.
Really? Now that we know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Because reading's hard.
Now that I figure it out, it's Ephemeral Island. Ephemeral.
Ephemeral.
So, kudos to whoever did that.
Pretty creative place.
All right.
So, I guess the events there is the Mid-South Makers hacker thing. The 24-hour hackathon thing that they're doing.
Right. The last event to mention was the one we already mentioned.
Right, right.
That's March
cool.
17th.
March 17th.
Which is more than 10 days away, so I can't think of what day of the week that is.
March 17th until March 18th.
It's going to be in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Cool. We will record another podcast before then.
Excellent. So we'll update you again.
Cool.
Good. Any last-minute additions?
I'm going to refresh the page and look.
I've been distracted through this by a project that I hope to finish up soon.
I want to go to Ephemeral.
You want to go to Ephemeral?
Does that look neat?
What are you working on, Tim?
Looking at the pictures.
I'm working on a board that will, for training people on how to solder.
Since we're in the event section still and out of the Maker's Local update,
Event. It's the event. There will be a soldering class based on this very, very soon, but that's not set in stone. We just got the boards in today, so I got to run some tests. 2 months?
2 months from today.
Whoa, man.
We need to start.
I'm thinking like
it.
1 month or less. We can't do this tomorrow?
Month minimum.
You're right. 1 month minimum.
We need to
I will agree.
Excitement.
You're right.
We got to buy 100 boards.
That's the goal.
Just get a price break at that.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do. They're pretty good price per unit at that.
And this is a board that is what? Who made it? Where did you get it?
Since
you're holding one.
Yeah,
it's
I'm holding
the
one. You can't see it.
Podcast.
I know. I'll have to take a picture or something. Oh, I'm going to take so many pictures.
Never make mind. A blog post about it?
So I did the board design start to finish, more or less. The circuit design had a lot of inspirations from a lot of different places. I'll probably have to name names in the documentation, but at the moment I don't remember them. So I'm gonna let it all go to my head at this point and just say, this is my board. I made this. Mog had a lot of help with this one. I had a lot of help from Mog on this one, including some very, very sexy looking footprints. I'm just staring at the board now. I'm sorry. I'm lost.
You need a minute?
It's crispy in the dark.
Is that four now?
I didn't say a thing. Anyway.
Oh, you're coaxing him, huh?
Right.
He's trying to kick the habit here. We need to be supportive.
Anyway. So, yeah, board design is fun, and I hope to help be educational. So, in the near future. Hooray!
Yep, so we'll probably talk about that again in 2 weeks once you make a blog post about it.
I posted a video. It only took me 3 weeks. Anyway.
That video has a blog post now.
Oh, my gosh. That's slick. I didn't even have to do it.
Nope.
I love you guys.
What video?
Go to makerslocal.org.
I'm going to go there right now.
What's in your bag?
Put the link in the show notes.
But I have pictures I want to add to that.
Aww. You can add them.
Add pictures.
It's an editable blog post.
Okay.
Add pictures.
I didn't add much. Just look at it quickly.
I saw.
You were lazy.
Okay.
It's fine.
Whoa.
Okay.
All right. So thanks for listening. Do we want to do music and then the conclusion or conclusion and then music?
How about conclusion and then music?
Okay.
Who's going to do the conclusion? Okay, I got it.
Okay. Thank
you for listening. If you have any questions, comments, or basically anything, we want to hear your thoughts. You can visit us on Freenode IRC Network, that's pound Makers Local. You can send us an email at podcast@makerslocal.org. You can also find anything else about us on makerslocal.org. Have a good one.
Hackerspace Digest is a production of Maker's Local 256. Hackerspace Digest is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License CC BY SA 3.0 Unported. The music that we're listening to now in the background is Bod of Passion by... Actually, I was looking at his site the other day. I don't think this is the artist name. I think the artist name is KIX.
It says by KIX in the link.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, it's available here. It's a link, and which is also attributed CC BY SA 3.0.